Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Countryside. 10 rural walks through Britain and its hidden history of empire. Written by Corin Fowler. Read by the author.
To my fellow walkers, Satnam Sangera, Graham Campbell, Ingrid Pollard, Peter Carlu, Barty Palmer, Charlotte Williams, Raj Pal, Zaki Asul, Ibrahim Sek, and Louisa Adjua Parker. Did you not hear me ask him about the slave trade last night? I did, and was in hopes the question would be followed up by others. It would have pleased your uncle to be inquired of farther. And I longed to do it, but there was such a dead silence. Jane Austen, Mansfield Park, 1814. Preface. The British countryside occupies a special place in the national imagination. Long seen as a place of idyllic seclusion and retreat from urban life, the countryside symbolises the soul of Britain. Well over a century ago, the poet A.E. Housman, while working in London, saw the Shropshire Hills as a land of lost content, a place of almost pre-lapsarian innocence. For many today, the countryside, its fields, its picturesque villages, its stately homes surrounded by their beautifully landscaped grounds, represents something steadfast and reassuring, something that has existed since time immemorial. Indeed, it is hard to exaggerate the depth of feeling about the British countryside, which is attached to ideas of nationhood, as though by an umbilical cord. Given this, it can come as a surprise to find that the nation's uplands, shorelines, valleys, lakes, villages and fields were profoundly shaped by the colonial world. British trade, conquest, economic activity and direct rule from the turn of the 17th century to the decline of empire in the early 20th. But during these four centuries, the British countryside underwent profound change. Just as cities like Liverpool, Manchester and Birmingham grew into great smoking...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?